Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell you one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! You saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else around
me. Could
only see the worst in me.
It doesn't matter what I did. one time you're gonna remember. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine, my King.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's
mine. I am his.
It
doesn't matter what I mean.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees
me.
He's
all
the best. He's all the best.
Hallelujah. Hey, listen, brother and sister, God sees the best in you. I don't care what the devil sees. God sees the best in you. And yes, he is bigger than whatever the enemy tried to say. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Let me see if Evangelist Ursula available to pray. And I know she's working, but I'm going to try it anyway. Here, let's see that. Evangelist Ursula, are you able to pray?
Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you this morning. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for loving us, God. We thank you for your begotten Son. We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. You know we needed a Savior. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your life, your death, and your resurrection, Lord. Thank you for dying for our sins once and for all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You hung your head. You said it's finished. It's done. It's over. It's completed. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the blood, hallelujah, we're protected. We're healed. We're delivered. We saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the blood, hallelujah, that heals in the name of Jesus. By his stripes we healed, hallelujah. I believe your word, God. You said greater works we'll do. When Jesus left us, he left us a helper. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. We thank you for rivers of flowing water in our belly, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that we have dominion and authority over sickness and disease in Jesus' name. We speak it over our lives right now. We bless from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Sickness can't touch us. We rebuke and bind it under our feet in the name of Jesus. We call forth whole healing, whole health, sound mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You said, if we have faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. Hallelujah. We thank you for power, authority, and dominion, God. Hallelujah. Your word says we have not because we ask not. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. We thank you right now for hearing, receiving, and answering our prayers. You are right now, God. Help us to immediately be obedient to your word. Immediately be obedient to the voice of the Holy Ghost. Help us to be obedient in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you for this Bible study, God. Feed us like you feed us every day, God. Put something in the pastor, hallelujah, and let his mouth come forth from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come through him. Speak through him, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it right now, God. Keep him strong and healthy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula. So happy you were able to join us. I got to make note of that number. So we just love to hear you pray. Some of the listeners have expressed it. As well. But listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking this week about what God said. And it's important to know that God said it. And the things that God says, Lucifer is trying to counterfeit it. See? He don't want you to know what God say because he's the God of this world. And you got to see it for what it is, brothers and sisters. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible says Satan is the god of this world. So over this whole world, there's a god. So he don't want you to get back to God. And really, that's what it's all about. It's about being in God's presence. Why do you think they build church buildings? So they can feel, why do you think they have priests? So they can be in God's presence. You just couldn't be in God's presence any kind of way. And Lucifer knows this. That's why the priests would have to go and wash 7 times. And then it was a whole ritual stuff they had to do to go to the Holy of Holiness to be in God's presence. Since Lucifer can't be there, he don't want you there. He don't want you to go past this world way of thinking. See? That's his real motive. So he has ministers. So we learned yesterday that he had these ministers, and they're to try to imitate Christ. That's what they do. So we're going to look at a few of them today, a few scriptures today. But I do want to kind of pick up where I left off yesterday, because false prophets were common in the Old Testament. They prophesied, I said they prophesied with the king and the people. So when they wanted to hear the claiming it was God's message, false teachers are just as common today. Jesus said to beware of those whose words sounds glorious, but who are motivated by money, by fame, by power, and you can tell who they are because they're teaching that minimize Christ and glorify themselves. And that's what Satan does. He's always about him. Remember over there, and we kind of hit on that the other day. He's talking about what he's going to do, what he will do, how he's going to exalt his kingdom. Remember, it started with the big I. That's how Satan operates. And he bring that same lie to you and to me. That's what he does. Remember over there in Isaiah 13:14, he says, I will ascend to the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of heaven. I will set up the mount of the congregation. I will ascend above the highest of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. But listen, brothers and sisters, you have to know Satan have a whole lot of limitation. I don't care how he appears, he is limited. And these false teachers of him, he is. They appear to be an angel of light. So what that means? They're going to act like preachers. I mean, how else they going to act? What else you want them to have on? I wonder, can I get a witness for that? What you think false preachers going to look like? Say exactly what they're going to look like. They're going to have nice cars. They're going to have nice clothes. Because if they didn't, you ain't going to accept them. They're going to... They're going to have a little bling bling, some of them don't, it doesn't matter. But then they're going to appear to be righteous. So they can't live no any kind of life. Because if they did, ain't nobody going to go hear them, number one. Number two, they're not going to acknowledge that they are. But at the end of the day, what are they really talking about? Are they talking about your eternal life? Absolutely not. They want your life here. Satan want to limit it here and tell all the good stuff God did for you here. But the truth of the matter, it's about the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus preached, about the kingdom of God, which happens to be not meat nor drink, but it was righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. He preached about us being eternally. Forever with God. Now, let me put a pin right there because I want somebody to understand this. We've been trying to get back to our place with God all along, all these many years and years and years. It's always been about getting back with God after we got separated from him. Now, so Satan don't want you to get back there because he's not back there. He can't get back there because he lost his job. See, his job was to take those words and articulate them for praises to God. So he was made to praise. Oh, hallelujah. We got the option to praise. See, he did it one time, and he got kicked out of heaven. He missed it. Didn't do his job, he got kicked out. God goes over and over with us. We can bless God. If we decide not to praise him Tuesday, God ain't going to kick us out. He going to have outstretched arms. He going to run us over with mercy and goodness. Yes, sir. You can miss a day or two praising. God still love you. Because we're not commanded to praise. We have that option. And Satan know this. But now here's the thing that we got to be careful of. It's over there in Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. We can act like God. Satan was not allowed to act like God. That's why he wanted to, that's why he said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Yeah. You're allowed to act like God. I don't care what some of these dipstick preachers say. I'm telling you what the word say. In Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, you got to read this. You got to read it, see? And Satan, I want you to know what the truth is. Because I'm going to tell you, the natural man won't receive the things of God. It's foolishness to him. Yeah, you stay in the flesh, you ain't going to get there. But if you get in the spirit, you'll see it. He says, but the natural man receive not the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So, let's go to, Ephesians 5 and 1. See, Satan can't go here, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you. He's not allowed. His job was to create praises. And he got fired. Now he wants you to get fired. He don't want you to get back with God. He don't want you around the throne of God because he can't be around them. But Ephesians, I'm going to ask, Pastor, she'll read it out the Messenger Bible, if she'd be so kind. I'm going to read it out of King James. It reads like this. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ have loved us, and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, and good afternoon, everyone. From the Message Bible, watch what God does and then do it. Like children who learn what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Amen.
Amen. See, he told us what we are to imitate. Satan wants us to imitate him. Like I told y'all yesterday, Satan wants you to preach about sin. Christ never preached about sin. Never. Ever. This is the kind of preaching Christ did. Hey, imitate God. You can be like your daddy. Yes, sir. You can not be, the devil was talking about what he's going to do. He's going to exalt his kingdom above God. He's going to be greater than the daddy. How ignorant is that? I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you got to see it for what it says. It says, to imitate God, it means to walk in love, talk love, do love.
Mm-hmm.
And then First Corinthians, I believe, it teaches us, it tells us that love seek not its own. See, that's the difference. Satan was just seeking his own. And in that fifth verse, is 5, it says, he bears all things. See, the love of God can put up with some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Verse 7 says that God has a covenant over us, brothers and sisters. When you're operating in love, let me tell you what, you can see good and the worst. When the love mm-hmm. of God is flowing, you can see good, man, in the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. But no one can hear the unslightly scandalous thing that Satan does for this reason. See, that kind of stuff gonna fail. The Bible says love will never fail. In other words, hanging out with God, you won't fail. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot tilt of his word. See, where there's knowledge, it's gonna fail.
Mm-hmm.
But here is something that cannot fail. Children brought up in the atmosphere, in the admiration of this new kind of love. Not the old kind. It's a new love he's given us. The kind that we can act like him. We can imitate him. We can be like him. Satan can never claim that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what he'll preach. He'll tell you, you can't be perfect. He'll tell you that you can't be like God. He'll always remind you that you are condemned. He'll never truly explain Romans 8 and 1 that you're not condemned. God doesn't see you that way. He want to see when you're a criminal, you think everybody's a criminal. When you're a liar, you think everybody lies. When you're a thief, you think everybody is a thief. Well, you get the love of God in you, and you're going to think everybody can love.
Amen.
Yeah, think about it for a moment. See, you can't find a criminal in any of our, the love walk. You're not going to find that. Because what I want to say is... I think I'm going to say it anyway. A lot of time people, they think everybody in jail, they'll all tell you they're innocent. They ain't did nothing. And I'm not saying everybody is guilty. I'm not saying that, brothers and sisters. But doesn't you think that maybe if there's some smoke, there might have been a little fire somewhere. It'll take a lot of knowledge, but we need to take some sense to say, well, you know what? Let me check it out. Time out for a minute. Let me see. See what gospel I'm preaching. Let me see, am I sharing the word of truth or am I mishandling the word of truth? See, because a person has a Bible and because they can quote it and because they understand this, because, see, that's what knowledge does.
All right.
Listen, brothers and sisters, that doesn't mean that they're preaching the truth.
Because,
see, Satan don't ever want you to know that you can be like God. Because, see, he was up there one time, but he wasn't like God. He had his own job. He was created to do one thing. I told y'all yesterday, there's three main known angels. That was Michael. Everybody know about Michael. Everybody know. And then there was Gabriel. Those two angels are still in place. Jesus said to Lucifer, I saw you fall like lightning. I saw you fall to the ground like boom. And now his job is to be just like a snake. He wanted to be slick. Want y'all to know that Satan is not your friend. This world is not your friend. You are children of God. You are born of God. Mm-hmm. You may not feel it. You may not think it, but you are, as far as God is concerned. Why? Because of this Jesus kind of love that is being reproduced in us. It's taking the place for hate. It takes the place of selfishness. It takes the place. Yeah. This kind of love is beautiful.
Amen.
And the Bible says this, because I really got into this part here. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. You've been chosen. There ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new to God. Oh. He's been wanting you. And he won't let you go. You can't get away that easy. Because you were chosen before the foundation of the world. Now, God wants you back in his presence. That's what he wants. Mm-hmm. When he was calling for Adam, he would just want Adam to come back to his in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
God got away, brothers and sisters. I don't care if you was the biggest drunk, a bigger, whatever it was, that's what Satan wants you to see. God ain't never lost sight of you. Sin didn't cover you up to where God didn't see you. What Marvin Sapp said, he saw the best in you. He saw the best in you. Your mother, your sister, they may not see it, but God sees it. He sees it in you.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, if you haven't been, you keep on preaching that gospel, and people are going to say something wrong with you. When you're telling them the truth, and especially when you're telling them stuff they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's over there in Ephesians 1 and 4 and 5. Has pastors to read that. How God sees you, the human mind can't tell it to you, brother and sister. I'm being honest with you because it's foolishness. Because you know, well, I did this and I did that. And never stop and think about the sin has already been paid for. You can't pay for sin again. It's been paid for. What you think he hung on that cross for?
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't care what you did. Sin has been paid for. God is interested in you becoming the righteousness that you are and having to do with sin. It's a side from sin. God don't teach you about sin. He teaches you about being like him, imitating him, mimicking him. That's what the word imitate really means. It means to mimic.
Yeah.
You remember back in the day, and there's people right now. I mean, there's some of y'all who danced before. Y'all mimic other dancers. Some of y'all that shoot basketball. You want to mimic Steffi Curry. I mean, there's people always mimicking somebody. I remember Michael Jackson had that one glove, one hand, and everybody started getting one glove because they mimicking him. Well, God wants us to mimic him in every way. In every sentence, mimic him. Be like the word. That's why you get born by the word of God, so you can be like the word. In the beginning was the word. He wants you to be like the word. Wants you to mimic the word. When you fight, guess what you fight with? You fight with the word of God. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
Yeah.
But anyway, over here in... Y'all, you know, I don't apologize for preaching or teaching because God wants you to know. I try to slow down, but sometimes that thing be up in me, but I just want y'all to know. God loves you, man. He loves you the way you are. He loves you where you are. Satan wants you to do this and do that and do that. God ain't searching to do all that. He just wants you to receive what he did in the man Christ. And that's what's going to send a lot of folks to hell. They won't receive what God did in Christ. They won't accept that God made him to be sin for you. They trying to tough it out themselves. You know, they want to tough it out. They big, they good, they knowledge, they got all the other stuff. Forget that. But anyway, Ephesians 1, 4, and 5, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen.
Watch this. Having predestined us to be adopted. Mm. So it didn't matter what your culture, didn't matter where you came from, he adopted you. Didn't matter what nobody said, he adopted you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
That's what made you part of his family. He went on and adopted you. Well, I was this, I wasn't no Jew, so where? He adopted you. I was a sinner, so where? He adopted you. He adopted us.
Amen. Like,
he had been chosen us. He said, I got a way of getting them, because even if they don't do this and they don't do that, they're not like Abraham, they're not like Moses, they're not like the Hebrew. He said, you know what? I'm going to adopt them. They don't have to be like that. You know, when you get adopted, you don't have to be the same color. Your skin don't have to be the same color, right? You know that, right?
Amen.
You don't have to be the same nationality, right? Yeah, you know that.
Amen.
Woo! Thank God for adoption. He adopted us. Didn't matter who you were, where you came from. He got you like you. He loved you like that.
They don't like that.
See, we're not the ones that corrupt the word of God, according to 2 Corinthians 2:17. We are not as the many who corrupting the word of God. Yeah. We're not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Anyone have any comments or anything they want to share, just press 1. And... again, thank you, Evangelist Ursula. And I got to give a shout-out to my brother from Kentucky, Minister Robinson. That brother right there make you study. I'm going to tell you, he make you get into it. And I appreciate the things he share and things he bring my way anyway. Give me an opportunity to let know somebody paying attention. And you can't just tell him no anything. You gotta bring it. So I thank God for that. Hallelujah. You had something, Pastor?
I just wanted to read those verses from the New Living Translation. Verses 3 and 4. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
Why can't people just tell us what God wants? His plan. His God plan. His plan is not to condemn us. That's just Satan's plan. Satan is the only one condemned. We're not condemned.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not part of that. And we're not part of the old. We're part of the new.
Yeah.
You're operating under God's grace, man. That alone. You don't need nothing but the grace. Put that crown of grace on your head, and you can do it all. You can walk boldly before the throne of grace. You put that grace, that crown of grace on your head, and when somebody say to you, just tell them, G-R-A-C-E. It has nothing to do with seeing. It had to do with a whole new race.
Yes. Amen.
You take the G, and then it's a race. That's a race you belong to, that grace race.
Thank you, Lord.
There's no color there. There's no nationality. There's no none of that.
Lord.
You belong to God's race. And that race is called grace.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. You can't tell it the way looking at us. But anyway, I'm going to see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon on Thankful Thursday. And be sure to join in. There's a